on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Well, it was a big interstate challenge last weekend for the New South Wales Waratahs, and it was 3 tries apiece against the Queensland Reds, but it was the boot of Bernard Foley that proved very, very decisive. Now it's another traditional arch rival for the Waratahs up against the ACT Brumbies. I'm glad to say from the Brumbies, Lachlan McCaffrey joins us. G'day, Lachlan.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. There's always a lot of extra spice in this game. Traditionally, you've been great rivals.
Yeah, mate. It's always in history been a pretty close contest, mate. Looking at the overall win and loss, it's pretty much even over the last sort of decade, mate. So it's a good rivalry, and one I'm sure everyone will be up for this Friday night.
Yeah, Lockie, hasn't been a great start for the Brumbies. I mean, you're 1-3, but you've played some super rugby. Even though you haven't won those games, there was that performance against the Chiefs and that first 40 minutes against the Rebels last weekend. Why is it we just can't see that consistency at the start of the season from you guys?
Yeah, mate, I guess that's the magic question, mate. I think that's the most frustrating bit. We've both games against the Rebels, we've been winning pretty comfortably at halftime and made some pretty crucial errors in the second half to give them the win, mate. And then obviously the game at home versus the Chiefs was a pretty good 80-minute performance. So, hopefully this week, turn that solid first half into another 80-minute performance at home in front of a good crowd, mate. So, that's the thing we've all been working hard looking at, why we haven't converted those opportunities in the second half, mate, because, the Rebels have too many good Wallabies and players in their squad to only turn up for 40 minutes.
Lachlan, I know there's good depth there, but you've lost a bloke called David Pocock, unfortunately. He's such a big gun. It doesn't matter who you bring in. They're not quite a David Pocock.
Yeah, mate. He's a world-class player. So it's never nice. And same as Alan Alatoa holding that scrum down, mate. Another world-class player. Luckily, Brumbies are known for a pretty strong forward pack, mate, and down here we've got some pretty good depth across those eight positions in up front. So we've got two guys coming in that have played a heap of Super Rugby, both experienced guys, and although it's always hard losing two quality Wallabies in your forward pack, I think we pride ourselves up front down here, and I think the two guys coming in will do a top job too.
Yeah, well, that's an opportunity to really get into New South Wales in that set piece, but you were able to knock them off in the last round last year to deny them a chance of getting a home final.
That's right.
What is it about New South Wales, do you think, that brings the best out in the Brumbies?
Oh, mate, I think, when I first was down here in 2014, there are a lot of sort of ex-Sydney boys down here playing. I remember a few of the older heads used to sort of remind us that we were the blokes that could never make the Waratahs, that used to have to travel down south to play for the Brumbies. And, I think there was a lot of guys that got up for that game because, they probably grew up in Sydney and came down here for an opportunity and never looked back. The good thing now, I guess, for the Brumbies is there's a lot of really good talent coming from the ACT schools and the Brumbies Academy program. So, I'm from Sydney originally, but I think a lot of the boys down here playing are actually Canberra born and bred and probably don't have that same kind of mindset going into these clashes like some of us older boys.
Lachlan, did you move to Canberra for the rugby or for the politics? You like your politics, don't you?
I was hoping this wouldn't come up, mate, but nothing gets past you guys.
He does his research, Lockie.
No, mate, good work. Mate, the politics I've tried to stay out of, but the rugby's been great. I was down here in 2014 and then went overseas to the UK for an opportunity and came back. And, yeah, mate, I think the best thing about Canberra, mate, apart from the rugby, was listening to your radio show this morning and listening to the traffic report that went for about 15 minutes. And mate, the traffic, I don't even think they do a traffic report down here, mate.
No.
It was nice listening to that, waking up this morning.
And they love a roundabout too, don't they?
I know. I'm disappointed, Lockie, you're down in Canberra and the private bin is no longer. You would have heard plenty of stories about the private bin, no doubt.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, no, it's there's lots of good things happening down here, mate. It's it's a good place to live.
Hey, Lachlan, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck against the Waratahs.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.